Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
This is the Scummy Mummies podcast.
Hello and welcome to the Scummy Mummies podcast. I'm Ellie Gibson.
And I'm Helen Thorne.
And we're joined today by Helen McGinn. Hello, Helen.
Hello.
Hello, it's a Camp Best of All special.
Very exciting.
And now, Helen, we did have you on the podcast last year.
Yes.
But we thought we'd have you back because we just love you and we love wine. And that's your specialist subject, isn't it?
It is. And I am still, every time I think about our conversation last year, it still makes me laugh.
Aww.
I learned a lot.
Oh,
in that
didn't
discussion.
We all?
Which is something I wasn't expecting, but I did.
Yeah. Yes. And so we haven't like really spoken for a year, but I feel like I've spoken to you every week because I get your email newsletter.
Yes, yes.
Where you recommend wines. And because I'm a bit of a list nerd, I write them. I have separate lists on my phone for each supermarket and I type in your recommendations.
I love that.
Do you? Or do you think it's a bit weird and OCD?
No, it's not. And honestly, I do know that people who read it have told me they take a screenshot on their phone and then they take it into the shop with them because they know they won't remember by the time they get there.
And can we just say that we're also sort of joined by your sister who you've brought along to the recording but you won't let on the podcast.
I just said to her, please do come, Phil, you know, come and listen if you like, you know, but don't say anything, which I now realise is really horrible. She's mouthing thank you.
Can I also say how you described her to me when we met earlier? You said, you know, in Dirty Rotten Scoundrels, you know Ruprecht the mute, that's my sister, she's been living in Belgium.
We didn't actually tell her us her name and we had to go and say, what's your name? Did you say Ruprecht?
So yeah, so here we are in a tent at Cannes Festival with a Belgian mute just off to one side. She's drinking wine though. She's miming the wine, drinking.
She gets that bit.
She's
very
happy.
That's universal.
Yeah. Oh, excellent. So for those of you who haven't listened to the previous podcast, Helen McGinn is the knackered mother and she's an award-winning wine writer and blogger, mother of three, wife of one, and you always say a very tired person. Has that improved since last year, Helen?
No.
No. Okay, you're still very tired.
Yeah, still very tired. And I really do try to go to bed earlier, but I think like...
I love
all
getting your tweets at about 12:30 at night. I'm like, Helen's up like I am.
Yes, exactly.
Getting stuff done at midnight.
The only time to get stuff done is when they're in bed.
Yeah.
So once they're in bed...
When you say stuff, do you mean drinking?
Proper drinking,
it's
Ellie.
It's research, Ellie.
Of course it is.
I'm working.
I'm researching again, kids. Shut up.
Just researching this box of sewing your
yes,
bonk.
Yes, I am. I'm a workaholic.
One day at a time.
But I do, I tend to, my favourite time for writing, in fact I always write my blog late at night, because that's when I'm relaxed and I'll sit down
a lot. Yeah, sorry.
Maybe that's why I find it so funny. That'll explain it.
Lol me.
Yes, exactly.
So your book we should get is called The Knackered Mother's Wine Club and it's still, I refer to it regularly and it's still one of our favourite books ever.
Oh yeah, I talk about it all the time and especially when friends talk about wine, I was like, have you read this book? You've got to read this book. It's like sitting down and having a wine with a friend, but it's got facts. Yeah. You
it's
know,
got facts.
It's got really good facts and it's great. So
thank you.
We love it. Is it going to be a follow-up?
I hope so. I just slightly have to get my head around what the next one will be. Because the thing is, I honestly wanted to write a book that I could say to people, this is the, if you want to know how to go into a supermarket and buy a good bottle of wine, this is all you need to know.
Yeah, yeah.
So it feels cheating if I say, oh, by the way, here's another book with all the stuff I forgot to tell you. Mm. Because I honestly think it is full of the, not just the basics, but it will give you the confidence to go and choose and try different things.
Yeah.
But I think there's definitely more there. I've just got to figure out what it is. And to be honest, this book is still selling. You know, I'm still doing festivals and book festivals now with this book. I tour quite a lot with it, do wine tastings, do talks. So I'm just loving it. So there will be another book at some point. I've just got to write it.
Yeah. You did kind of, if you'll pardon my French, you sort of spaffed your load, didn't you? You got nothing. That's right. Helen and I, we're a little Thorn and I rather to avoid confusion. Thorn and I are a little bit smarter than that. What we do is with our comedy shows, we only put in one or two jokes per show.
Yeah,
we pull the rest of the gold back.
Yes, so that, I have no gold left. It's all, I gave it all away in one go, that old woman in Blackadder.
Now we do love getting listener feedback, don't we, Helen? But we had the only negative feedback we've ever had for the podcast that we did with you, McGinn.
I'm sorry
to tell you this. I don't think it was you.
I think it was me.
A lady wrote in and said, what was it? Try drinking the wine after you record the podcast.
You were too drunk, basically, in a nutshell.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah, and it was still...
I was pregnant, so
you
I...
Were.
You didn't drink wine.
So, you know, of course, you know, we like constructive criticism and feedback. So we took that email and we printed it out and we burned it and we don't care. That's what we've done with
that. She was from New Zealand. It doesn't count.
No.
Do they know?
Well, let's have some wine chat then. Mm-hmm. Why have you written under the first question of wine chat, tell us about your family? Is she married to the Ernest and Julio Gallo?
Yes! Surprise!
We've heard about your mute Belgian sister. How are you surviving the school holidays with three children? How are you getting through? Again, drinking.
Well,
mainly.
But yes, obviously we have set times for them to do homework every day. There's a lot of creative finger painting, that
kind
of thing.
Yes, obviously.
We all know I'm lying. Yes, exactly. Generally, it goes along the lines of, it's sunny, go outside and play. So we're doing quite a lot of that. We've just got two new puppies at home, which is, that's a great time waster. Although I do have to learn to stop saying to people, I've got to get home, so I've got to let my puppies out. I've said on a few occasions without... Now I realise I've got to change that. Yeah.
Woof, woof.
Oh, change that bra.
What are they called? Ernest and Julio?
They're called Yankee and Zulu.
Oh. Yeah.
Yes. But Ernest and Julio, I've missed a trick there.
Yeah.
But as we just kind of muddle through, don't you? And hope for the best. And work at night a lot.
Yeah,
holidays.
That's it. And do you let sort of bedtime slip a bit in the school holidays?
Oh, it's really slipped.
Yeah.
It's positively slutty. I have to say, yes, there is no real structure.
That's kind of nice, though, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. Yeah. It is. I love it. You know, the hair gets longer and I'm talking them, not me. And they get sort of slightly more dishevelled, and then you just cut all their hair off again before they go back.
That's right.
So what have been the highlights of the last year, McGinn, since we saw you?
Oh, highlights. So done a few really fun book festivals over the last year, which the thing I love about doing the festivals is mostly when people go, they just talk about their book. I get to do a wine tasting in my one as well, so it never really feels like I'm just having to sit and talk about the book. It's actually just sitting and talking about wine, which is brilliant fun. The blog won an award quite recently.
What was the award?
Which was...
most wine-themed blog.
Yes, I'm the winner. Exactly. Which I find good, because I started the blog, I think, 7 years ago now, and I think when I started it... As ever with these things, you don't really know where it's going to go. You just do it in the hope that someone somewhere might read it. And the fact that it's still growing now is a brilliant thing. That's something I wasn't expecting.
So what was the award, sorry? What was it for?
I think it was Fortnum and Mason, or was that the year before?
Fortnum and Mason.
I know.
Lovely.
Quite smart.
Did you get like a silver spoon? As
I got a silver hamper.
A hamper of silver.
But it's tiny. It goes on the mantelpiece and there was nothing in it.
Oh.
Yes. I think I would have quite liked
you
the real
big
hamper full of stuff.
That's where you keep your drugs. That's what posh people do, isn't
Is it? That
in your silver hamper.
Yeah, you have a little drugs hamper.
That's FNM on it.
The Queen's got one.
But that's a highlight. I now write the wine column in the Waitrose Kitchen magazine.
Oh,
yes.
You have you met Heston?
No, not yet. And I'm hoping I don't meet Philip Schofield because I took it over from him. So he probably doesn't want me. I don't even want to meet me.
He's going to set Gordon the GoPro on you.
I think he will.
Now, going back to your highlights of the year, McGinn, I do get your I get your emails. And there was a very exciting one recently.
Yeah.
About how you were in the vicinity of Cheryl Fernandez Vecinas. And
I was
nearly sick with jealousy. I don't mind it. I want to hit you now for being having been near her.
Well, the funny thing was, I only realised it was her on the plane because I was actually stalking the wrong person. So I was on the plane and I saw the air steward practically.
Her sister is shaking her head.
The mute is just. You've shamed the mute.
She's in a downward dog position.
I'm going back to Belgium. Can't take this.
Tout à l'heure, she said. So I saw the air steward getting very excited and kind of signalling to his friend that there was somebody famous on the plane.
And you thought it was you.
Yes. So I was like, I'm here. So I was looking around to see who it was and I couldn't see anyone, but we were at the back. And so we got off the plane, we landed in Milan, and I walked to the luggage carousel, and I saw a very tall, from behind, a very tall blonde lady with an expensive-looking handbag. So I decided that that was my famous person. Mm. So I proceeded to follow this famous person into the loo. I did need to go to the loo, but I brought forward me going. So
the mute is open-mouthed. This has not even heard this version of the story.
So I followed this tall blonde woman into the loo, who then went into the loo without me even seeing who it was. I'm actually telling my sister the story now. And so I was thinking, oh, there goes my famous person. And then I looked up and I was face to face. I was this far away from Cheryl, who was just texting on her phone, standing in the loo.
Texting, I'm standing next to Helen again. I can't believe it.
I know, she had massive sunglasses on.
Of course.
Mm. And then this is when it began to feel a bit like a plant, because when I then walked out of the loo, she was just in front of me, and she walked to where her husband was standing. I presume it was her husband. And another chap, who I think must have been her brother, because he said, "Ah, there you are, pet," in the accent, which I can't do. But that was like, you see, it is her. And she was beautiful.
Sure it wasn't PJ or Duncan?
No, it wasn't. Must have been.
Or Sarah Milligan.
Sarah Milligan. Exactly. But yeah, it was her, and she was very, very beautiful.
Was she tiny? I imagine her to be tiny and exquisite, like a little porcelain angel you could put on your mantelpiece next to your silver Fortnum & Mason hamper.
She is, but she's taller than you think. But that she was wearing very high heels.
You describe her like a Fabergé egg, Ellie.
That's how I think
of
her.
She was just very doll-like, very beautiful, but just tiny.
Did she smell of Elnette?
She did. She didn't smell of Elnette. She kind of smelled of airport loo.
Oh,
really?
Oh, that's her new fragrance. It's out this Christmas. Airport loo by Cheryl Fernandez Vecinas.
That's right. Il bagno.
Yes, il bagno. Yes.
Oh, il bagno. Yes. Yeah.
But you didn't speak to her. Did you think about it?
I did think about it, and then I didn't speak to her because I thought, no, she's on holiday with her husband. She doesn't want a freak coming up and saying, "Are you Cheryl Cole?"
Exactly. I'll come to a tasting in your house in the nude.
I think you could have just been very cool and just been offered her a bit of your expert advice, just like leaned into her sort of Elnette cloud and just sort of gone, "It's okay to drink Screwtop."
And then just walked away.
And leave it at that. She'd be like, "Who's that cool, intelligent wine expert? I'm going to Google her."
The next time you see her, that's what I'm going
to
do.
If you see a famous person, like, do you go up and speak to them, or do you play it cool?
It depends who it is. Like, obviously, I don't get drunk and harass Joe Brand in a Dulwich supermarket.
You did that?
Harass is a strong word.
What did you say to her?
And I had been drinking some wine, which you would approve of, I know, in the park. And she was in the...
Was it Screwtop?
She's, yes. She was in the shop, and I just went up to her and I just said, hello, I'm very sorry, here's a flyer. In that sort of really crap British way that I give out flyers. Helen gives our flyers out by going up to people and going, come and see our show, it's great.
We're really funny.
Did you go up and apologise?
I'm terribly sorry.
Hello, yes. I'm sure you can't make it. You please don't come, but here you are.
I'm terribly sorry.
Sorry.
Last year at Camp Festival, we saw Sarah Cox, who I adore.
Oh, yes. Did you speak to her?
Yeah, I just went up to her and I was like, hi. We're the Scummy Mummies. Here's our flyer. We think you're really great. And she was delightful. Like, she's one of my favourite radio people and people in general. And she was so nice. And she's like, oh, no, I've heard of you guys. And I was like, oh, bye.
And then you vomited at her feet, didn't you?
I'm pretty sure I curtsied.
Yeah. I was once in an airport with a very cool friend of mine, and I saw, exactly equidistant from me, I saw Jane Lynch, who is currently in Glee, but is my comedy hero from tons of films, and I just think is just one of the funniest people on the planet, and I just absolutely love her. And exactly equidistant on the other side was Sol Campbell, who I really fancy... more than won't say anything about my husband, more than a lot of people.
Yes.
And and I just stood there to my friend going, should I go and talk to her? Like, should I go and tell her she's my hero? Should I just go and say hello to him? Which one should I And my friend just went, neither, just leave it, be cool, they're in an airport, they don't want to be annoyed, you won't say anything that will make them go, wow, this person's great, I think.
That is the thing.
What's your number?
I don't have enough friends right now.
Yeah.
Come on board.
He was just like, just leave it. Just be cool. Enjoy this moment. Treasure the memory. Don't embarrass yourself.
Yeah.
And he was right. And now, you know, yeah. But who knows what could have been. By now, I could have been married to to Sol Campbell or Jane Lynch.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'd genuinely be happy with either one, frankly. So, anyway, should we talk about some more wine?
We should. Now, what were your wine discoveries of last year? As well as, I mean, obviously Cheryl was the highlight professionally.
She's not a wine, though, I don't think.
She's not a wine.
Well, I drink it. That was for you, Ellie Gibson. Yeah.
Wine discoveries. I did make one, actually, very recently, when researching what wine to bring here to Camp Festival, because obviously it's a no-glass rule. Mm-hmm. So I thought, what I really want to find is a good rosé, but in bag-in-box format, because then it's no glass and it's a lot in one go. And so it'll last us over the weekend. So I went to go...
Afternoon. So,
just thinking, the idea of a box of wine lasting Thorn and I a weekend is laughable.
I know. So, one for each hand.
You can always, when they're finished, you can blow them up and use them as a pillow.
That's exactly right. That's the Australian way.
Isn't that the way?
That's
or
exactly.
As a friend of mine said, put it down your trousers like a Kim Kardashian bottom implant.
Oh, I like that one.
Be doing later.
That's for our calendar for 2016.
Trying to find a rosé bag-in-box that wasn't sweet or ropey, and couldn't find one in the supermarkets that wasn't sweet or ropey, so I ended up finding one in St John, the restaurant in London. They've just launched a red, white and rosé in bag-in-box format, and they deliver, so I ordered one to try it and can report back that it is delicious. It's officially, in French they call it a vin de soif, which just means a thirst quencher, so it's nothing special. Mm-hmm. But the main thing is for me with a rosé like that it's fresh, fruity and cold, and it does all of those things. It's from the south of France and it's gorgeous.
Lovely.
Because I didn't know that. I love that the French have an actual phrase for just a thirst quenching wine. Just thirst quenching alcohol.
Vin de soif.
Yeah, Helen and I tend to call it posh Ribena. Having a nice red just to take the edge off the day's work.
It's a winey drink. So that's what you've brought to Camp Festival. But do you have like a best of the summer wine recommendation? Obviously the go-to is your rosé.
Rosé, people are drinking a lot of rosé. Mm.
So why do you think rosé is having this sort of, you know, resurgence?
Because it's very easy to drink is mainly what it is. And also it feels summery. But rosé always tastes better in the sun. Mm. So true. If you go and drink it on a cold, rainy night, it's just not as nice as sitting in the sun drinking a glass of rosé.
No. Sure. I was in the south of France only last week, and I drank literally 2 bottles of rosé a day because I was at one of those all-you-can-eat buffet club med things.
Oh, yes.
And they just had it on tap. And
yeah, it's called all-you-can-eat, not all-you-can-drink. That's not the point of it.
I got a bit twitchy when I came back on Monday because I was like, I'm not drinking rosé and it's 11 a.m.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, it's lovely.
Time for another whole boursin.
Take the edge off. Yeah.
Nice. But how do you, if you're shopping for rosé in the supermarket, because I struggle a bit because I don't like, I find a lot of rosés very sweet and sugary. And
yes.
I've sort of learned not, if it says on the label strawberry flavours, I've learned to avoid that because that just means it tastes like jam and it's revolting.
Yeah. Well, it is really confusing because there is rosé and then there's blush. And so if you buy something that's usually from California and it says White Zinfandel on the front, it's going to be sweetish rosé. Mm. So if you like sweet rosé, go for that one. But if you want them dry, it has its place. 2 o'clock in the morning.
In the bin. It has its place. That's your new book, Helen McGinn, Wine for Idiots. Spumante. Zinfandel. Lambrusco.
No, Spumante's nice if you put lime in it to make it sour. Nigella taught me that.
Oh.
I mean, amongst many other things.
There you go. Yeah. Red Lambrusco is the other lovely thing.
It is very
nice. So, but not the sweet stuff. Again, it's dry.
Yeah.
We've got some for later. In fact. Yes, to go. It goes very well with pizza.
Because I do like a sparkling Shiraz from Australia.
That's... Now, you see, it's very like that.
Yeah, yeah.
So it is... The most of the stuff we've had here as that we know as Lambrusco, again, is sweet. But the proper stuff, the stuff the Italians drink, is red, fizzy and dry.
Very nice.
And it's, people love the whole sparkling Shiraz thing. Mm. The only one I could find here recently on the shelves was Jacob's Creek do one. And then a few of the online specialists do a sparkling Shiraz. But you don't... It's quite hard to find it.
Yeah.
But Marks and Spencer's have just launched a red Lambrusco and it's absolutely gorgeous. In fact, they sold out and the next delivery comes in next week.
Oh.
I know that because I had to bring up and ask.
I like it with a barbecue, obviously.
Yeah,
yeah,
exactly.
It's nice with a steak.
It is.
You like anything with a barbecue.
It was really fun.
You put a bloody turkey on the barbecue if you get away with it.
She's so racist.
Oh, is that not true?
Oh, you like everything with chips.
Good one.
That sorted her out.
I'll just cry in the corner.
You can't. It's full of the mute. There's no room.
Who's got a silent tear running down her face?
Like a Pierrot.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
It's Marcel Marceau.
Trying to get out of the glass box. Bless her. I want to go back to Belgium.
There are no waffles here.
Oh, now he's a racist. Now who's a racist? Wonderful. Why don't you just do a Poirot? I'm done with it. Good grief. Anyway, Grenache we were talking about or something.
No, we're talking about Lambrusco.
Red Lambrusco.
Yeah.
Summer drink. Rosé Bag-in-Box from St. John. Good summer drink. Negroni. I drank a few of those when I was in Italy stalking Cheryl Cole.
Yeah.
Not wine, but very good substitute. It's like Italy's tea time drink. Which I think is very sophisticated.
And where do you stand on IKEA?
I love a Kia. Ooh. We drink quite a lot.
I prefer a Skoda Yeti, but that's
just me. It's so stupid.
Women's Air have nothing on YouTube. So much.
And they've got a whole folder. That's why we're not allowed on.
How is it? At least 2 kilometres away from Jane Garvey, isn't it?
Yes, that's right. That's what it says on the order. Sorry. While we're on a wine tip, should we do a wine tasting?
Yes.
What are we? I think we're tasting. It's the same wine we had last year. Actually, it's the Camp Festival Guardian
Literary
Institute. Maybe
it's a different vintage this year.
It's cool. It is literally called Pardon My French. But as if that, and it comes in a plastic bottle, and as if that wasn't good enough, the description of the wine on the back is in Dutch.
Do you think, could she read it? Can you read Dutch?
She's holding out her little glass. The mute's holding out her glass.
Feed the mute, Ellie. Come.
Can you do a professional, teach us how to taste wine professionally?
Well, I would
even
say,
though it's out of a plastic bottle.
Yes, but I would also say the first thing you've got to do if you're going to taste it professionally is pour yourself a small measure. So we failed at
what?
The first step because I've got a full beaker of wine here. But what you do is you had a small measure, you'd swirl it.
And just to say,
like
Thorn and I,
we've
got polystyrene cups.
Yes, you have.
All
yes.
The better for drinking.
Yeah. That is, yes.
Yeah. So swirl it round.
Nose look. In, big sniff. First of all.
Ooh, vinegar.
Vinegar.
Salad-like.
But you want it to... Okay, so quick test. What I want you to do now, so don't sniff.
Okay.
Just take a tiny sip without sniffing and swallowing it without doing anything. Just like... Mm-hmm. Okay, so all you... What can you taste? Just a bit of...
Fizz. Like a...
Nothing very much.
No.
Right, sort of metal.
So now
that it's metally.
Yeah.
Battery-like.
That's might be my fillings.
It might be fillings. But that is because wine is... because our sense of smell is so much more powerful than our sense of taste. You've got to smell first, otherwise you miss a lot of what the wine's about. So this time, we're going to smell first, then take a sip and swish it around, a bit like mouthwash.
Oh, yeah.
Swallow, and then see how Ooh. Different all the flavours okay. are. Right, so swirl, sniff. I was trying to say, suck a bit of air in, suck a bit of air. Ellie just burped.
She's classy like
I've
that.
I've never had somebody burp whilst
being
tasting
on food and wine.
But hopefully, can you feel the flavours all over the mouth now?
I'm getting, I'm not an expert, but I'm getting a strong sense of grapes.
Yes.
And
yes. Red
and,
fruits.
Elnett. Is Cheryl here?
Cheryl, come out, Cheryl.
What are you getting, Thorn?
A numbness.
You picked up the Listerine one.
Yeah, you have. But this is very kind of uncomplicated Southern French rosé. It'll be a cocktail of grapes.
It's quite stingy.
It's... See, now, this is 2013.
Mm-hmm.
The one thing I'd say about if you're going to buy rosé, buy it as young as possible, as in how old the wine is, not your actual age.
Yeah.
But this would be... See, I think this might be left over from the year before.
You think it's last year's?
Yes. Oh, my God.
Because the one that we were drinking in our bag-in-box is 2014.
Oh.
It's much fresher. This is nice. It's very drinkable.
Oh, I know this.
It's pleasant.
It is pleasant.
My mother would say.
All right.
It's pleasant. It's pleasant.
Let's mute. Can we have a thumbs up or a thumbs down for the Pardon My French?
Thumbs up.
No, comme si, comme ça.
All right, go back to your business.
The Gruffalo keeps walking past.
Right, no more wine for the mute. No more wine. She's having visions of the Gruffalo. Just, you're going to have to put the lead on again.
I am, aren't I?
She can't be trusted.
Oh, dear.
Oh. So, I noticed there that you had to swallow the wine.
Yes.
Now, because I went to a wine tasting once.
Did you have to spit it out?
Yeah. Well, you had the option.
Yes.
You could either spit it in the bucket or swallow. Guess what I did.
Mm.
But I find, genuinely, I find the whole spitting wine thing, I actually find it quite vulgar and quite sort of wasteful. Because
well, and
I
also
think,
considering as mothers we spend our lives telling our children not to spit.
Yeah.
I think we should be setting a good example.
I think it's wasteful, and like you don't do it with food. You don't see Greg and John on MasterChef spitting out Ryland's hamburger,
do you? No, that's true.
But do you know. So why do people spit? What's the
Because if you are tasting professionally, you will be tasting anything up to about 100 wines a day.
Right. Okay.
So you have to spit.
Yeah, see, this wine tasting I went to in Lordship Lane in Dulwich was not a professional, you know, it was just a load of idiot middle class people who wanted to pretend they know about wine. Mm. And it was a white wine tasting. And the so-called expert was... The first one, he was like, and this is a white wine and it's very good with fish. And I was like, okay, good. And then the next one, he's like, this wine, I would serve this with something like fish.
And then by the third wine, being very good with fish, I had just lost my... And my friends were so embarrassed. I'm like, shut up.
Yeah.
That's not the way to enthuse people about wine either.
Always go to the fallback. Hate
Thai
fish.
Food.
What I wanted to ask you, Helen, like when you're doing a tasting,
yeah.
can you tell the people who know nothing or those who are sort of the wine snobs? Like, yes. is there
straight away.
Telltale really? Signs. Yes. When you sort of scan yes. them, like.
The most obvious giveaway is when they pronounce the name in the regional accent
as it
would be there. So I would say that a grape is called Cinso, for example, which is probably one of the grapes in here.
Yeah.
And they'll say, do you mean Sanson?
Oh!
And I'll say, same grape, but I'd say it's Cinso. You know, it's a kind of anglicised version.
That's very... So, I'd say, no, what I meant to say was, get out of my wine tasting!
Exactly.
Oh, that would drive me mad.
Yes, that's not good. Mm. But the thing is, you know, a little knowledge can get you a long way in wine, and you come across people like that all the time that, you know, they just think that knowing lots about wine is a great thing, but I think it only matters to you.
Right.
Know as much as you need to know to make sure you don't drink bad wine. But going around just telling people you know lots about wine, which actually I do for a living. But you know what I mean? If you just...
It's so vulgar.
Isn't it? Such a show-off.
Such a
Call me, let's call the guest a This is worse than that time I called the guest a Jesus.
So, but do you think it's worse for you? Like, because we're comedians.
Yeah, how do we turn it around after calling the guest a
Just carry on like it didn't happen. But quite often, because we're comedians, people go, I've got a joke for you.
Oh, yes, yes.
So do you think because you're a wine expert, like people want to show off to you and be like, you know?
Yes, that. And my other favourite is when, if people do come over to ours and bring wine, I love the way that friends will always give me a bottle of wine and say, this is probably really shit. And I'm like, well, now I feel special. Bring me your most shit wine. Why don't you? I love that. Just sort of excuse it.
Have you had any scummy moments in a wine tasting? Have you ever got a bit too p***ed and started just blathering?
Okay. It's overpriced.
And this wine is a red one. That means...
It goes with fish.
It's made of
fish. Exactly. No, I have to say, if I'm ever not sure about something, I will just fess up completely and say, I have no idea what grapes are in this blend, but... It's either good or bad.
Mm.
I wouldn't make stuff up. I'd just say it. It's like a truth drug anyway. That's the thing about wine.
And do you always do the cheap wines first and then the... Is there a method in terms of...
Generally, you would start with lighter and go to heavier. Because once you've covered your mouth and taste buds with tannin or lots of acidity, it's quite hard to taste. So I'd start with the driest whites and then work your way to the big reds.
Okay.
Because then you can taste more.
Yeah.
But some people think it works better the other way around.
Mm.
So some professionals that I work with, they'll taste reds first and then white.
Oh, excellent.
Have we ended wine chat, Ellie?
I think that's enough wine chat.
Oh, yes. It's time for a game. Yes!
Yay!
It's called Celebrity Wines, and I've written it especially for Helen McGinn. I'm going to give you a test one just so you can guess. You can kind of get a flavour of the game.
Yeah.
This celebrity wine is a Spanish bubbly and a hot British model.
A Spanish bubbly?
Cara.
Carver Delevingne.
Yes! Carver Delevingne.
And we're off.
And we're off. Okay.
Yeah.
A popular French wine cocktail and an English film actress known for her pout. It is...
An English film actress... Rachel Weisz Wine Spritzer.
Oh, Keira Knightley!
I had a bit of help from the mute. Okay. There.
Yeah, the mute was mouthing that.
The gout. She was pouncing.
No, she's going to be the winner. The mute might win this. Number three. A white wine from Bordeaux and a famous Friends TV star. It is... Oh.
A white wine from Bordeaux. Cox. So...
Oh, something LeBlanc.
Matt LeBlanc.
Sauvignon LeBlanc.
Yes! Sauvignon LeBlanc. Correct! Oh, my God.
All right. McGinn is still in the lead. A lovely summery wine and a famous football manager. It is...
Rosé Mourinho!
Back in the room.
A lovely fortified wine and an American actress who starred in Les Mis.
Port. Who starred in Les Mis?
What was it? Fortified wine.
Yeah, lovely fortified wine and an American actress who starred in
Hathaway.
Les Mis.
No.
Oh, fuck. Oh, no. It was Anne Hathaway, not Natalie Portman. You both get points. Failed you, no. Google. All right, okay, sorry. I'll regain. Okay, next one. An American singer with a huge range and a yummy fortified wine that nanas love. It is?
Michael Bublé.
Sherry. Mariah Sherry.
Mariah Sherry. This is my favourite. Ready?
Yeah.
A sparkly Italian wine and a fumbly bumbly UK actor. It is?
Prosecco. Something Prosecco. But I can't think.
Are you give up?
I give up.
Give us a preview. What's he been in?
Four weddings and a funeral.
Hugh Prosecco?
Hugh.
Spew Granty!
Me. The mute is holding a kitchen roll to her mouth.
Do you know, that must have been so fun making this quiz.
It was. This is what I spent my entire holiday in France doing. A whole week. I think I am the winner today.
Yay!
Was that the last one?
That was it.
Helen Thorne, I think you are the winner.
Yeah, you did win.
You're winning at life.
Yes, I think so. Spew Granty. Well, he needs the money. He could do a new line of... fizzy wine.
I'm sure he will.
Okay.
He'll be trademarking the thing right now. Oh. He'll have his people onto it.
Oh, lovely. Well, we've almost come to the end.
Oh, no, say it, don't so.
It is so. But there is time, of course, for our Scummy Mummy Confessions.
Oh,
Helen Thorne, would you like to kick us off?
Well, yes. So, being Camp Bestival, I thought I'd do a Camp Bestival-themed one. My friend arrived yesterday who was camping with Ellie and I. And she was sitting out our tent to get lay down and set up. And my daughter said, Mummy, I need to go to the toilet. And I thought that meant I took her to the toilet, but she just pulled her pants down and weed on the grass where my friend was just about to lay her tent. So we had to put down several bags so they could put the tent over the wee patch that she weed on the grass, which is very nice.
I can't wait to see the stain that's going to be on the grass. That's going to be...
So that was my Scummy Mummy confession.
Oh, well, mine is also Camp Festival themed. So last year, because I was pregnant and we were doing lots of camping and festivals, I invested in, I'm going to call it a urinal gourd. One of those, like a portable urinal that you wee in, and it kind of, McGinn's looking astonished. She's like, where can I get one?
Oh, exactly.
Well, it's like a flagon. It's like a little plastic flagon, and it comes with a special attachment for ladies that fits right over your panini. And then you do your wee
into the
urinal flagon. And then you just dispose of it in the morning and it's all fine. So, so this year I was like, right, going camping, dig out the urinal gourd. And I've lost the female attachment. So,
you just have to wee in and hope for the best.
It's quite a wide neck.
Yeah.
So I thought, it'd be all right. I'll just sort of hold it and pee into the hole, as it were. And I started doing that. And let's just say it wasn't going very well. Middle of the tent at like midnight.
Ellie.
And I was like, what am I going to do? And then I spied the potty right next to me. So I just transferred as quickly as I could from the gourd to the potty and weed in my son's
was
potty.
Lovely?
And then poured it into the gourd. The mute's just left the tent. She can't take any more.
She's by the Gruffalo. She's out
more Gruffalo.
The Gruffalo. She's gone to see the Gruffalo. Yeah, okay, you go and see the Gruffalo. Yeah, watch out for the cat in the hat as well.
That is good, though. though? I mean, why? I always thought when you were pregnant and they would say, can you now go and pee in this tiny test tube, that you can't even see your tummy where you're peeing.
Yeah.
And then you know, they know that you know that you've just peed all over your hand and you tried the best you possibly can to get something in the tube. I always thought that was about the lowest you could go in the whole pregnancy.
Helen McGinn, have you got a scummy mummy confession for us, camp festival themed or otherwise?
What have we done so far? We did drink all the rosé yesterday. Yes, the one that was supposed to last us for the weekend. There's my confession.
Friday, God.
My sister and I polished it off.
How many was it? Four?
By 4 o'clock.
How many bottles?
And we got here at 3.
Okay.
No, we didn't. No, we got here, and it had taken us quite a long time to get here because Alex insisted we followed her sat-nav. So we went what we'll call the scenic route. Given that we only live an hour away and it took us 3 hours to get here. So by the time we got here, we then sat outside the tent for the next 3 hours. We didn't move. Yes, and we just sat in the sun and it was lovely, wasn't it?
Oh.
But yes, that's probably our confession. We slightly overshot the runway.
Oh. And then she became a mute.
she's not spoken
her
since.
Her tongue is now paralysed. Yes. Paralysed.
Rosé. Yeah. It's like it's been pickled. Oh, what a lovely confession. Oh, I'm very sad to say. I think that's about it, isn't it?
Oh, dear.
It's been lovely.
Well, thank you. As always, if you have enjoyed the podcast, please tell your friends. And you can find us on Twitter at Scummy Mummies and on Facebook. That's right. And we have got an exciting brand new stage show coming up, haven't we,
Dawn? We do. Okay, so we'll be performing our greatest hit show in London on the 19th of September at the Amersham Arms. Come along.
That's right.
Tickets on our website, scummymummies.com.
Absolutely. That is about it. Thank you so much, Helen McGinn, for once again just being a brilliant, brilliant guest and lots of fun.
Oh,
thank you.
Well, thank you very much. It is just a joy. It's lovely to see you both.
Oh,
yeah, and I so enjoy it.
Thank you.
And thank you, Mute, for providing comic relief.
She's not saying anything. She's nodding, though, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Her silence says she approves.
Yeah. I just want some mayonnaise for my chips.
She's got one. Apparently, she's got one.
Taylor's Port Swift.
That's true.
Oh.
Yeah, it needs work, but it's good.
Yeah, that's why you have to sit in the corner, you see. That's why. Oh, brilliant. Well, thanks again. And enjoy the rest of Camp Festival.
And you.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Until next time.
Bye-bye!
We've got a special treat for you, Helen McGinn, haven't we, Helen Thorne?
We have. We've written a song that we have dedicated to you.
Yeah, and we normally perform it in our live show. So if you can imagine us in gold lycra cat suits with smoke machine, I'm not kidding, and lasers.
Yeah.
Can you imagine that scene?
Yes.
Now listen to this song that we wrote for you. At this point, we turn around on the stage.
There's a lot of smoke machine.
And smoke clearing.
Yeah.
Smoke's clearing.
We've got big hair. Yeah. Elnet, of course.
Here we go.
Elnet.
No, yeah. The lasers are firing.
You could turn it up a bit more, really.
That's as far as it'll go,
okay.
Mate. Every day I wake at dawn when kids jump on my head. It takes me all damn morning just to get them dressed and fed.
All day long I wonder, why did I decide to breed? But 5 p.m. I'm mad and I'm sad and I know just what I need. I need a vino. I'm crying out for a vino almost every night. Don't care if it's cheap, I don't care if it's nice, I don't care if it's red or it's white. I need a vino. I'm crying out for a vino almost every night. It's gotta be soon and it's gotta be strong and it's gotta be served in a pint. Served in a pint.
This is for you, Helen. This is for Helen McGinn.
Perfect.
Shake your maracas or your musical instruments.
Sometimes when the kids are out, I dream I'll change the locks.
Lie down on the kitchen floor and drink wine from a box.
I don't need no handbook on how to be a mom. I just need a glass of wine or maybe a Magnum. Oh, I need a vino. I'm crying out for a vino almost every night. Don't care if it's cheap, I don't care if it's nice, I don't care if it's red or it's white. I need a vino. I'm crying out for a vino almost every night. It's gotta be soon and it's gotta be strong and it's gotta be served in a pint. Served in a pint.
That's for you, Helen McGinn.
Oh, we love you, Helen McGinn.
Thank you.
Happy drinking.
I love it.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.